There are experiences we accept as truth. You sense them, you feel them. There is also imagination. Those things that can only exist in the recesses of the mind. But what about the moments that flash before you? Are you absolutely sure that noise is the leaky faucet you've been meaning to fix? Or is it the footsteps of a stranger approaching? Perhaps it's one or the other, but all the more likely it falls somewhere on the middle of the grayscale. Let's begin, shall we?
Evening, 9 p.m. From Columbus, Ohio, to the airwaves of America, the voice is about to come back.
I've always found that song so soothing, so relaxing. That one goes out to Jesse in Delaware. Your fiancé loves you very much, Jesse. It's 9 o'clock and we're into the second hour of Heart to Heart from Coast to Coast. This is your host, Penelope. If you're just joining us, welcome. We're so happy to have another listener. If we can touch just one more heart, make just one more connection, isn't it all worth it? Tonight, we're talking about support systems. This can be someone you lean on when times are tough, a community, a family, biological or adopted, a friend or faith. Or perhaps you're still looking for that support system, looking for a shoulder to cry on. Keep looking. I know you'll find it. Let's go to the phones. If you'd like to talk about what a support system means to you, or dedicate a song, give us a call, and our new producer, Bradley, will patch you through. Bradley, are we all set? Bradley? Bradley!
Yeah, sorry. Just 1 minute.
Hurry up.
First days on the job can be tough. For Bradley Diamond, it's no different, for he has the task of making the calming voice of Penelope Stein reach all the citizens of the world, a task that might not seem too difficult for someone with work experience and great references, but is a whole new level of complicated for the uninitiated on the grayscale.
Sorry about that, everyone. Live radio can be, well, a bit of a roller coaster sometimes. Our producer Bradley has fixed the technical issue, and now we're ready to take your calls. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Heart to Heart from Coast to Coast.
Hi, Penelope.
Welcome to the show.
It's you. It's really you.
It's me. May I ask who's calling?
This is Mary Bell from Jacksonville, South Carolina.
Mary Bell, do you have a story about a support system, someone you can rely on, or a community of friends?
I do. I'd like to dedicate a song to my husband of 6 years, Casey. He stayed by my side during my ankle surgery after I fell off a ladder, and I'm so grateful to have him in my life. I feel like God sent me an angel.
That's so nice to hear, Mary Bell. What song would you like to play for him?
Oh, anything, Penelope. I'm just so happy to talk to you.
Of course. Casey, this is for you from your loving wife, Mary Bell.
Wait, Penelope? I just wanted to say thank you so much for everything you do, and your show means so much to me. I just trust your advice so completely, and you really are like a leader for me.
Thank you, Mary Bell. All of us here on Heart to Heart from Coast to Coast.
I really mean it. I think you're just the wisest, most wonderful person God ever created. I feel honored to be a part of the Penelopossy.
What's that? The Penelopossy?
We're your biggest fans!
That's so nice to hear, and I'm so glad you found a way
I'm serious. I just feel like I can trust you so much. All of us do. If you asked the Penelopossy to all commit suicide with steak knives, I'd do it, and I think that everyone...
Penelope.
Bradley? Bradley, did you screen the caller?
She sounded normal. I didn't know.
Do your goddamn job.
They all sound like that.
Oh, shit.
The mic is on.
What?
The mic.
Penelope. This is Penelope. And we're talking about support systems. When I wake up every morning, the very first thing I do, besides yawn, is turn to my cat, Dolores, and give her a big kiss on the forehead. She may seem like a pet to others, but to me, she's my friend and my support. But enough about me. Let's take some more calls. Our producer, Bradley, will patch you through. He's giving me the thumbs up. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Penelope, it's me, Carl.
Hello, Carl. How are you tonight?
I'm very good, thank you.
And where are you calling from tonight, Carl?
Columbus, Ohio.
Wonderful. The heartland of America.
That's where you do the recording, ain't it?
Do you have a story to tell about support systems or a song request?
No, I'm just checking how you liked your granola.
I didn't quite catch that, Carl.
I saw you at the Kroger on the east side of town last week, and you bought two boxes of granola.
Carl, do you have a faith community?
Well, when I was young, my dad took us to church, but now I'm a grown man, and I converted to the Penela Posse. Hallelujah! Praise Penelope!
You have a good night, Carl, and it looks like
Wait,
we...
Wait, Penelope, could I ask you for some advice?
Of course. That's what I'm here for.
Okay. Well, you know how your neighbors can be a support system sometimes?
Of course, of course.
Well, I have this one neighbor who really bothers me. He's the kind of neighbor where if you go and ask for some sugar, he's gonna slam the door right in your face.
Oh, yikes. He sounds like a negative person.
You're right on the money. He's a real negative person. So the other day, I was out mowing my lawn, and I noticed he had put his sprinkler really close to my house, and the water was flooding my tulips.
Oh, I can imagine how frustrating that was.
So frustrating. So anyway, I was wondering if I could have your permission to murder him. I want to crack his...
Oh, sounds like a dropped connection. Bradley, our producer, should probably be screening those sorts of calls. I guess these sorts of things can happen on live radio. Bradley, a word, please? Ask them what they're going to talk about.
They just want to talk to you. Sorry.
Ask them who they are, where they're from, what they want to say. Got it? Got it? Can Bradley understand that? Nod if you get it. Good, good. Good, you know how to nod. Go back into the booth. Jesus Christ, I can't stand talking to those nuts. Count me in.
3, 2...
Earlier in the show, I asked you to tweet in who you'd like to dedicate a song to. From what I hear, thousands of you have already responded, and our producer has pulled up a screen where it's a big column of what you are twittering. Let's see. At Texas Flounder says, "Shout out to my coworker Jen. She bought me soup when I got sick. Now we're dating. Love you." Number sign, down ass chick.
Hashtag.
There's our producer Bradley again. He seems to be saying something.
Hashtag. It's called a hashtag. The number sign.
Oh, in the tweet. I guess we call that a hashtag. Hashtag down ASS chick. Really does look like a number sign. Let's see. At Major Roger FTW says, "I dedicate a song to Erica." Hashtag RIP Erica. Oh, my heart is so heavy with this tweet. It's been a month since our longtime producer Erica passed, and I feel her absence in the booth every day. Thank you to all who sent notes of concern and flowers, though we got so many flowers, they didn't fit in station anymore. Bradley has some big shoes to fill, but he's up for the task. I'm seeing many more tweets coming in. Hello, Bradley. Hi, Bradley. Welcome, Bradley. And it looks like this hashtag Penela Posse thing has really taken off. But I do want to remind our listeners that this is about making connections and applying any lessons or messages to your own life. I'm only the messenger. How about another caller? Hello, you're on the air with Heart to Heart from Coast to Coast.
I just wanted to say hi to Bradley and welcome him to the Pinello Posse.
Oh, that's very nice of you. I can see Bradley has a big smile on his face.
Erica would get on mic sometimes to say something, tell a story, play a song. Will Bradley be on the air much?
We're still ironing out those particulars, but I'm very happy to have him.
Really? I'm getting the sense that you don't like Bradley very much. That he's a negative person.
Oh, no, that's not true.
Just know that if you have a problem with Bradley, we all have a problem with Bradley.
There's no problem with Bradley.
Say the word, and the Pinello Posse will take care of him for you.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. You're all very sweet. Bye-bye
now. Is his name Bradley Diamond? I did some quick searching on the internet, and I...
Well, we're going to take a quick music break, and when we come back, we'll continue to really focus on tonight's topic... support systems.
Did I do something?
No, it's fine.
I'm really sorry. If you need a minute, we can do some commercials.
Could you run around the corner and get me a lemonade?
Yeah, of course.
And it's this slider for the mic?
Yeah, on the right. The light should be... yeah.
And then for the phone, it's this?
Yeah. I'll be right back.
This is your host, Penelope. Did you know that every year millions of people are hungry? I recently received a series of emails from Fernando in Houston, and he was begging for some food. Oh, how these kinds of messages just break your heart. My prayers are with you, Fernando, and here's a song I picked out just for you. And it looks like we're having a few technical difficulties. Bradley stepped out briefly, so it's just me manning the boards. Or I guess you could say womaning the boards. Well, we'll wait until he gets back and... Okay. And it looks like we have a caller. Hang on, just one minute.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Hi. Hi, you're on the air with Heart to Heart from Coast to Coast.
This is Stephen Flaker. Is this Penelope?
Yes. We're talking about support systems.
Well, I'm just calling in, and I'm real sad because my wife of 25 years died.
Oh, I'm so, so sad to hear that. What was her name?
Susie.
And what would you want to say to Susie if you could talk to her right now?
I'd say don't kill yourself.
Oh, dear. Did she take her own life?
She did. She did. And you know why?
You can share. It's okay.
She died because of you, Penelope. You killed her. Are you there? I said you killed her.
I'm sorry, we're having a few technical difficulties.
You have my wife on your hands.
Oh no.
You have some subliminal messages and you make people go crazy.
What was your wife's favorite thing to do?
Listen to your awful show. She was obsessed. Penelope this, Penelope that. She killed herself because you told her to.
Okay, just a minute here. Next caller, you're on the air.
I'm still here. Answer me. Why did you kill my wife?
Oh, God, I...
For all I know, you're some alien with mind control powers.
Someone help!
You're evil, just evil.
Steven, I'm sending all my love your way.
No.
I am imagining a ball of light, and it's full of love.
No.
And I am sending it to you through the radio.
No. You stay out, and you pay
all
for what you did.
We all love you, Stephen, and I love you, Stephen.
Stop it.
Penelope loves you.
Stop it.
All the tweeters, please send tweets to Stephen with the hashtag
no,
Penelope loves you.
No, do not tweet me.
Show Stephen how much we love him.
Stop.
Penelope loves you, Stephen. Hashtag Penelope loves you.
They only had limeade, so I got that.
I will kill you.
Bradley, how do I turn this off?
Oh, God. Hang on.
Penelope. Everyone, I sincerely apologize that you had to hear that. Struggle, strife in our lives, strife in other people's lives, it really makes you think, doesn't it, about what we're thankful for. I now realize that you, my listeners, are my support system, and I can always talk to you. That is such a privilege. Thank you. I see the boards are lighting up. Bradley, could you patch through another caller? And make sure it's not Steven? Hello, you're on the air.
Penelope, oh my god, that was horrible.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
Steven Flaker is as good as dead.
And who is this calling?
This is Janelle from Reno, Nevada.
Thank you for your concern, Janelle. But you know, sometimes in life we come face to face with a little chaos.
Steven Flaker lives at 1831 Veranda Drive in Northfield,
Minnesota. This isn't the place, Janelle.
Do it, Penelope. Tell him he's a negative person.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Bradley, do we have a call tracker?
For...
I want to call back the last caller. Name is Steven Flaker.
Yeah. Hang on.
Hello?
Steven, it's Penelope.
You do not call me at my home. You are a demon, and God have mercy
Steven,
on your soul.
On Heart to Heart from Coast to Coast, we unfortunately have what are called negative people.
So what?
And I wanted to respond to your call, which I felt was very rude. And it breaks my heart to say this, but I think that you might be a negative person.
The Lord will judge those who turn away from...
Steven, please listen. I want you to listen very carefully. Your wife, Susie, she was a negative person. It was better that if she left. She wanted to die, and I gave her the permission. I give my listeners, those listeners who are negative people, the permission to die. And Steven, I would like to give you the same permission. It would be best if you joined Susie. Now tell me, do you have any cutlery?
Yes, I do.
Are you in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Could you take out the cutlery and describe it to me?
It's a chef's knife.
Oh, that is just perfect, Steven. Now, put the speakerphone on and set the phone down. Have you done it?
Yes.
Now pick up the knife in one hand and put your head on the table, okay?
Yes.
Now start slicing right under your neck, back and forth, and don't let anything stop you. Can you do that?
Yes.
Keep going until there isn't anything left to slice. Steven? What? What are you looking at?
I don't know what just happened.
Look. Kid, these kinds of things can happen in the world of live radio. Can you handle it?
I...
It's 9:30, and this is your host, Penelope. I want to thank all the listeners who tweeted to Steven and pointed out what a negative person he was. From my heart to yours, this is Heart to Heart from Coast to Coast.
There are many important conclusions to be made. Persuasion is a powerful tool. Those with a platform have a unique responsibility. Be skeptical of your idols. You can't trust every voice you hear on the radio. But perhaps the biggest conclusion worth remembering is that Penelope loves you very, very much.
The Grayscale is a production of CPT Broadcasting, the audio storytelling arm of Critical Point Theater, an ensemble-based performance company. You can hear more about what we do, including our other podcasts, at criticalpointtheater.com. Critical Point Theater is a sponsored project of Fractured Atlas, a nonprofit art service organization. The Grayscale is produced by Executive Director Julia Katz, Podcast Production Manager Chelsea Rugg, and the head honcho of all CPT podcasts, Andrew Terrence Caberline. Penelope Loves You was written by Richard Wilde, directed by Dylan James Amick, and edited by Chelsea Rugg. The episode starred Julia Ann Rather and Matt Bell, with Emily Green, Kevin Frazier, Trevor Scott, Ashley Heavey, and Bill Stinchcomb, with Nate Bettencourt as the voice inside your head. Join us on November 1st for our next episode.
Yeah, the